Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surf and Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl. Kim, are you out there across the airwaves?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, today, Wish on Wednesday is celebrating the restoration and recovery. We're wishing well our good friend Daryl Perry over there in Trinity Church, your grandfather's place, and Walter Merrick's church. And Daryl has been so instrumental in all of our lives, and he was just a prayer warrior who came and prayed over me with Pastor Andy Taylor multiple times when I had 2 feet in the grave. And Daryl somehow came down recently with an awful case of spinal meningitis, I believe. And this happened last week, just out of nowhere. I'm not sure why, but he is in Mercy Hospital in Oklahoma City, I believe. And so our wish on Wednesday is wishing Daryl, Pastor Daryl Perry, well. And, you know, you and I know him as Daryl. And he became a pastor and a mighty man of God. And, you know, who prays for the preacher? Who loans the banker money? You know, when you're down on your back, you got to assemble a great team, we're hoping, that comes together and puts you back on your feet in a place of agreement, in a place of peace, and in a place of power. And when you're very, very sick, and let me tell you, spinal meningitis is a serious situation. And so when you're sick, you can barely just hold yourself together and hang on. And it's great to have a team of powerful, prayerful, skilled people. And here we go. Our Wish on Wednesday transitions to our POP, our place of peace, our place of power. And today I wanted to introduce, I've been waiting to introduce, the power of the pipeline. You know, the pipeline is a very, very, it's actually the Bonsai Pipeline on the North Shore in Oahu. It's a very, very powerful, serious wave. You know, you need to reverence this power in this wave. And so I always had it on my mind, Catch a Wave, the miracle's in the timing, and the power is in the pipeline. And we have a prayer line that we're now introducing called the Pipeline. So our POP, it stands for many, many things, and you introduced this pledge of positivity, and I love that, and I call the POP my place of peace. Don't let anyone pull you from your place of peace. Go to your POP. Go to your power. Go to your power of the truth of the Word of God. Go to the power of the prayer. Go to that place that only you and God can contend with what is coming up against you. And so today, I believe we're going to have at least a caller or two come in here momentarily. But Kim, did you come across anything that spoke to you in the Word of God regarding healing?
Absolutely. You know, I've been praying for Daryl for over a week now.
Yes.
On a daily, bi-daily, several times a day. I go to prayer, I have several people on my prayers right now.
Yes.
And Daryl is definitely high on the list. And so one of the Psalms is just always the book I go to.
Yes.
When I'm looking for healing.
Yes.
And Psalms just is just so rich.
Yes.
With wonderful words of wisdom and guidance as we try to navigate not only when our own bodies are needing healing, but when our friends in Christ need healing as well.
Yes.
So one of them that really speaks to me, I've got a couple here, and they're both in Psalms 103:20. So bless the Lord, all the messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes.
Woo!
Who listen intently to the voice of his word, to do it.
Amen. I mean, come on. Amen. Say it one more time. That was so awesome.
And secondly, Psalms 107:19-20. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. God spoke the words, be healed. And we were healed, delivered from death's door.
Amen.
I mean, you know, that's what we always pray, is just God to heal us.
Amen.
And Psalms is just, you know, where it's at for me when I'm needing healing with my own health issues that I have going on. I go to Psalms, and it never lets me down.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's ever a verse in Psalms that I read that I don't apply.
It's rich.
To my life.
It's rich. Can you read the first one again? I loved it.
Absolutely. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it. Psalms 103:20.
Okay, you nailed it. I'm talking that you're in the vortex of the pipeline, of the power, of the wave, of the surge. It never amazes me how when we connect to Source, to God, creator of Source, how he speaks to us so simply. I mean, isn't Daryl a messenger of God? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so read it one more time. I am loving it. I am in love with this word. Read it one more time. You nailed it.
So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it.
Amen. So Daryl and Andy over there, and isn't it amazing how this has come full circle? How do you and I stumble around and get so lucky? We don't. It's divine destiny. It's divine ordainment. It's anointing and appointment. It's divine intervention. I'm going to do a little talk show on LA Talk Radio. You're up by Sacramento. I'm like, hey, won't you join me? It will help us have fluidity. And then, you know, and we talked about all of these wonderful things with your grandfather being a legend in the American quarter horse industry. And he donated the frontage of his land to the ministry for Daryl Perry and Andy Taylor to carry out such a wonderful ministry over there to expand the kingdom of God. And your mom donated her steakhouse, and now her steakhouse is like an office, and it was a children's nursery. And so I was thinking about this today, what vision your grandfather had in God. And you know, when I think of your grandfather, I think of rough and tough and trailblazer and just American quarter horse foundational with EasyJet and Jet Smooth, and was Native Dancer his as well? Did I dream that up?
Man, that's a part of my brain.
That's way behind you because you were so young. But anyway, you know, so EasyJet is like Two-Eyed Jack. He's a foundational quarter horse in the American quarter horse industry. And you got some papers with some EasyJet on them. You got something. You got pure gold. And so we all lived during that time, and it was such a wonderful time. And then for him to donate that I-40 frontage of the EasyJet barn, and your mom, she gifted to the ministry her stable steakhouse, and it was just an award-winning steakhouse. I mean, it just was like, it was such a successful place, an anointed and an appointed successful rich place. And now they are using that place in the ministry of God for the expansion of the kingdom of God. And I cannot tell you how many tens of thousands of people's lives have been changed, and people have been healed, and people have been delivered, and people have been, you know, brought into the family of God just by the donation of that land.
Yeah, look at your own boys.
Yeah, my own boys, they were baptized in a horse tank, in a cow tank, in a water trough at the EasyJet barn by Daryl Perry. By Daryl Perry. So that's why I just kept having you read that word over and over again. God is literally saying, my hero, my messengers of God. That's who Daryl Perry is. That's who Andy Taylor is. Your grandfather was a visionary. you know, we're a visionary because I ain't gonna lie to you. First thing I thought was, oh, that's a bold move. You're gonna donate that I-40 frontage land? There's no telling what that's worth. Well, he was such a visionary. He had such a vision and so grounded in the anointing and the appointing of what God was going to do and what God was going to work on that place in that space. And so count it all joy, sister. You've gotten the equity of the blessing just because you're the granddaughter of legendary racing Hall of Famer Walter Merrick, American Quarter Horse Foundational Breeder Walter Merrick. And, you know, we're just lifting up and celebrating your mother's part in that and her family's part in that and the Merrick Ranch's part in that and that number 14 brand. And if we had a flag, if we had a banner, we'd get it out and wave it because we're proud of the heritage and the heritage of God and how that is in unity and how that is in restoration and breakthrough and healing. And I just love that word. I had no idea what word you were going to bring. You know, I even mentioned like, hey, while I'm driving on the 405 bumper to bumper traffic, would you look up, would you look up, I am the God that heals you? Would you look up, set your face like flint? You know, get a made up mind. You're going there. You're going into your healing. Hey, would you look up, they rise up on eagle's wings, you know? And so like, those are the healing kind of verses I was thinking. And you go off in there in Psalms and bring this direct line heaven, word of God, you know, hey, you're my hero, you messenger of God. That is so personal, what God is speaking today over Daryl Perry's body to raise him up. And I know, Daryl, I've been deathly ill. Oh, brother, have I? I didn't just have one foot in the grave. I had two. I was sitting there, full-blown life support, adrenaline drip to my heart, breathing machine, ventilator down in my lung, tubes in and out of me, feeding tubes, strapped down, fighting like a wampus kitty. You know, it's fleet or flight. Yeah, fleet or flight. And so, of course, they had to sedate me. Of course, they had to put me in a frickin' straight jacket and you name it. I was tied down like you can't imagine. And I don't tie down well, Kim. I don't tie down well. And so they sedated me. And then here comes Daryl Perry and Andy Taylor and their families. And they're driving 3 hours to pray over me multiple times to raise me out of the grave. Mark Haney drove hours, Pastor Mark Haney. Dr. Reverend Alberta Helton drove up multiple times. And just, you better have a power prayer warrior team praying over you when you're on your back and you need breakthrough and you need healing. Because it's like when the banker runs out of money, who does he turn to for deposits? Well, somebody big and powerful that's got some equity built up that he can cash in on. Who prays for the preacher? I'm going to tell you, the flock. Circle the wagons, bring in the cavalry, because this mighty man of God, Daryl Perry, he needs health, restoration, recovery, and I know he's going to fully recover, but we want a speedy recover. We want it to be easy. We want him to spring up. And the word of God says, you're going to spring up, mount up on eagle's wings. And you know, I know a little bit about this. When you go through the fiery furnace and you're deathly ill, you find yourself on a deeper level. It's like a purification. It's like, you know, gold being purified. And so I'm speaking this over your body, Daryl, as your Mordecai, your, you know, your kin in the family of God, that you rise up and you walk out with a new level, next level power, that you go into a land and free a new people, God's people, the way that Mordecai spoke over Queen Esther. You know, there's two women's books in the Bible, Ruth and Esther. And without Mordecai speaking over Esther, she never could have been queen. He spoke a blessing over her. She never could have freed a people. You see, everybody needs somebody speaking over you. Everybody needs somebody cheering you on. Everybody needs somebody in a place of power. And you know, and I'm nobody special. Kim, we're not special, but when we go to the mercy seat and we ask God to separate us and sanctify us in a blood atonement, we get into that direct line heaven. We get into that throne room. We get into the presence of God. And we know that if we can just so much as touch the hem of his garment, we're going to have a suddenly. And so today, Daryl, I'm speaking you to the foot of Jesus, that in the spirit, you could touch the hem of his garment and your suddenly would spring about, that you would have that breakthrough, that that disease, it has no place in your body. I don't know how spinal meningitis got in your body, and I don't need to pay it no mind, but I'm speaking to it. You leave Daryl's body now. You have no place there. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing can come against God's anointed and appointed. And just simply as a child of the Most High God, we are God's anointed and appointed. And so, Daryl, I am just speaking a blessing over you. I'm speaking health. I'm speaking restoration the best I know how. And I'm not near as equipped to pray over Daryl the way that Andy and Daryl prayed over me, but it's simple. We have this provision in the power of the Word of God, and we have this promise in the power of the Word of God. And just like you spoke it in Psalms, that is that place that we get into. And, you know, I had this vision that the miracle's in the timing. And if you're like a surfer, you want to like not miss your wave. You want to catch your wave and get the momentum and get in the vortex where the power is, that direct line heaven. And so it's just great how things come together, you know, for restoration and health. And we can just always celebrate the Word of God and celebrate the victory. And you're not feeling like it. You know, when you're down and out, you're not feeling like it. Okay, well, here is, I've got a call. Andy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Kim, can you hear him?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Andy. I am so glad you were able to join us today, and we're just praying over our friend Daryl Perry. And talk to me about what's going on with Daryl and how he's doing and who he is in your ministry over there. And we got Kim on the line, and we were just talking about coming full circle with her grandfather having a vision for the church. And just talk to us a little bit about that, Andy.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the good news first. We just broke old DP out of the hospital. He's headed home.
Oh, well, there you go.
And we started a week ago Sunday. He started having a headache during church. I didn't even know it till about Monday or Tuesday. It wasn't feeling good. His little grandboys kind of had a little bug. They thought it might be connected, but he got worse and worse. And went to the doctor on Tuesday. They gave him something that just got worse. Wednesday, Carrie took him to the emergency room. And, you know, me and DP, we've been joined at the hip for a long time. And I've been around him a lot, and I've seen him sick several times, but I've never seen him completely lose his sense of humor. But we were really worried about him. He wasn't talking. He was having bad headaches. He lost his balance. He had to have help walking. He wasn't saying hardly anything. And they did the MRI. Nothing turned up. They did blood work. Nothing turned up. And so that was at the emergency room in Elk City on last Wednesday. And then his headache got worse. And they gave him a little, some kind of medication, kind of zonked him out for a little bit, and then they basically sent him home. And so we got into the house, still was not talking. I doubt he could have walked to the house on his own, you know. We had to help him. And anyway, he's just sat in his chair, and until he went to bed, Carrie said even the next morning he hadn't said one word, and he just his eyes weren't focusing. So the next step would be Thursday. The next day they took him to Gary figured she better get him somewhere else. So she got him to Oklahoma City to Mercy Hospital. They did a spinal tap and diagnosed it right off as viral meningitis.
Oh.
And just they started treating with antibiotics, said it basically would just have to run its course. So that was on Thursday of last week, and not showing much improvement the whole time. I mean, just had a hard time putting his thoughts together, and he just in and out, sleeping you could ask him a question, he could kind of answer, but you could tell he didn't have all his faculties and stuff. And last night and this morning, kind of started a little bit of a turnaround. Still got a little ways to go, but he gets real. He can't walk very far without, you know, he's real weak. And but he's sharper. He looks a lot better out of his eyes, and he's glad to be going home. So
yes, and I know
if you know Darryl Perry like you do, well, you know they're probably about as happy to get rid of him as he is to get out of there.
Well, and it's like me. I probably went home from the hospital too early, and then you're like, oh, maybe I should go back and have round the clock care and unlimited drugs in my IV. So, I wanted to just, before we go to a word of agreement in prayer, I wanted just, if you could, when you had that conversation with Walter Merrick for him to donate the land and his vision for the church that you would head up and Daryl would just be your partner in crime, if you would.
Yep. Yep.
I remember that. Was that 15 years ago, 17 years ago?
Well, it was actually, no, it's more like that was about 1992. It's not far from being 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's 25. Yeah, it goes by pretty fast. But I remember that day really well.
Okay.
If I don't talk for a couple of seconds, it's because I get choked up.
I understand.
I love to tell the story, but every time I tell the story,
I want Kim to hear it, because what people have to understand is that Walter Merrick wasn't your quintessential man of God. He was a rough, tough cowboy. He was gritty, as tough as they come. I mean, there's Wyatt Earp, there's Doc Holliday, there's John Wayne, and there's Walter Merrick. And God used him in such a mighty way that is beyond comprehension. And Andy, I want you to talk about that vision that he had for this property and what it's done for the expansion of the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Well, we started in 1989 with 6 or 8 people. We started in homes to begin with. And then, we got up 10 or 12 people, and we were in a little, rented a little building on the south side of Sayre for a couple of years, and we got up to about 25 people, and we started looking for some place. We knew we were growing slow and steady. We knew we were going to need some other place, and I looked around in town there. There wasn't much in town, and I drove by the property where we're now located, the property you're talking about that Walter owned, and was a generation before that it had been the country club. The golf course used to be there, but Walter and them had bought the property. They'd done a lot of improvements, and they built their training barn was there, and their training track was there, and 100 acres right on Interstate 40. And they had had the Stable Steakhouse, great steakhouse, best steakhouse in the whole region.
Absolutely.
But it had been closed down for a few years, and I talked to Kim's mom, actually, to start with. I talked to Donna and asked her about it, and she said, well, I need to talk to Walter. And so there was a Sunday, kind of a day like it is today here. It almost looks rainy. It was just kind of sprinkling rain on Sunday after church, and when we were still down in the little building downtown, and met Walter out there. Me and Daryl actually was with me, and Donald Hill, one of our friends from Canadian, and we met, and we looked around, and it was going to take some work to get it where we could be able to use it. And we thought, heck, that would work. And we liked the idea that, we're a little different. We're a little bit different church than your normal denominational church. I don't mean that in any exclusive way. We're just a little different. And
Cowboy way.
It felt good to us to be out of town.
Yes.
And kind of, it's a couple of miles out of town. And so anyway, we thought, heck, that might work. And so I remember sitting down in the pickup with Walt that day. And, of course, I knew Walter and knew Donna and knew the whole family, really. Joe and I had lived together in college for a year over at Weatherford, Oklahoma. And so I just soon not have to talk about it.
That's behind you. That's behind you now.
But anyway, and if Joe says anything about me, he's a habitual liar. So
he's lying. Yeah. It's all behind you anyway, now. Water under the bridge.
Yeah. So that was B.C. before Christ. So,
exactly.
Anyway, I asked Walt and I were sitting out in the pickup, and he said, Andy, are you going to be the one doing this? And I said, yep. He said, well, I want you to do it just one under one condition. I said, yeah, what's that, Walt? And he said, I don't want to ever charge you anything for it.
Oh.
Which was really good because we had no money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I got to say something right here. I got to see, that's an abundance mindset. When you've been up and when you've been down, you know the only place to go is back up. And I love that abundance mindset. We do not serve a God of scarcity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you serve the God of source, He gonna give it to you again and again and again. You got to keep casting your bread upon the water. And that's one thing. Kim said when they quit making the long stretch high top Lincoln Continentals, Walter went and bought three just because he could get in and out and it didn't have to take his hat off. You see, that man, you go to great places when you know who your God is and you know where your resources come from. And you ain't scared and you ain't petty and you're not critical, persnickety, because you believe in abundance. And so Walter Merrick was a man of abundance. And so he gave the land when Andy, there's no telling what he could have sold the land for. But Donna donates her steakhouse, and Joe and their family donate their land for this expansion of the kingdom of God. Okay, go on, Andy, because you're telling it so great.
And so that was, and then at that time, that's probably about 1991, maybe 92. We kind of struggled with the exact date. But at that time, and then a great family. I mean, just like you're talking about, one of our favorite families in the whole world. But at that present time, then there was none of the family was in church. And as Walter drove out of there that day, we prayed that the Lord would bring the whole family into the kingdom.
Woo!
And over the years,
done
every one of them. In fact, Walt and Teen would come to church. And interesting, when Walt would come to church, I would greet people as they were going out the door, and Walt would get about two or three people from me, and he would break down, and he never could say anything. He would want to say something, but he would tear up, choke up, and it was a precious, precious thing.
Yeah,
about, you know what God.
Yeah,
had done
because he fulfilled the fullness of his destiny on walking on that earth. He fulfilled his destiny. Not only was he a foundational breeder in American quarter horse, but then he gave this piece of property for tens and tens of thousands of people to come to Christ. Andy, you know the number better than I. But before it's all over with, it will be hundreds of thousands of people whose lives will be changed. And he knew it. And God spoke to him, because, you know, that's why you're so taken aback with emotion, is because with everything that you might not been doing right, you know, rootin', tootin', cussin', hardcore cowboy, he made it count. He made it count.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Okay, go on.
I'm going to interrupt.
Okay, you're going to interrupt Kim? Okay, Kim's going to say something.
Because
Kim, what are you saying?
I talked to him about it and said, what do you think of all this, Granddad? And to get
there?
Granddad to say
anything was
pretty rare.
You can't hear
rare.
Her, but.
Oh, okay.
And I got to pause a second. I'm going to cry.
That's okay. Go ahead and cry.
He said, God gave me so much.
God gave me so much, he said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was time for me to give back.
And it was time for me to give back. Well, there you go.
And he did.
Right, and he did. Yeah. Right on. Yes, right on.
I don't know if Kim can hear me or not.
Yeah.
But,
she can hear you. You just can't hear her. Yeah.
So, you know, Walt was such a stature of a man. I mean, respected in the, you know, as, just as a man in the quarter horse racing business and all that. And I asked Buddy and Lenny, well, incidentally, Buddy, Walt's son-in-law, Lenny's husband's been my administrative pastor now for about 15 years.
Yes.
And, Buddy grew up in the little town of Arnett, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And, they went to the Methodist church, but Buddy got saved along about when they first started coming to church at Trinity. So I think at about age 48 or 50 years, somewhere along in there. So that's kind of interesting. But to finish the rest of that story, all the family now, could come to church. We baptize the kids, the grandkids, and then their families are still growing. So, but anyway, another interesting part of the story. So I asked Buddy and Lenny a time or two about where Walt and team were with their salvation. Well, they said, well, you know, I've never asked my dad, and you know, Walt, again, the stature of a guy, you don't want to just go ask.
No, it's like approaching John Wayne. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I thought, well, I just need to go down and talk to him. So I called and made sure they were going to be home. And I went down there and I don't remember at what age Walt and Teen passed away. I'm certain they're in their 90s. And I think it was
Granddad was 94 and Grandmommy was 90.
At least in the late
they
80s.
Were 90 and 94. Yeah, Kim's saying.
Yeah.
What, was, okay.
So they were. It was not too many years before Teen passed away first, and then of course Walt. But so I went down to visit with him one day, and we're sitting in the living room. And I said, "Well, Walt, you know, you know, God's been really good to you. Yeah, he sure has, Andy." I said, you know, I know you believe in God. Well, he said, well, sure I do. And I said, I just wondered, Walt, is there any time that you can remember that you just, you know, invited Jesus into your heart and just asked the Lord to save you? And he said, no, I don't remember that. So I don't remember that. And I just kind of explained that to him. And you know, we don't do the pushy thing.
Right.
We don't see Jesus doing that. So we're not going to do it either.
No.
So I just kind of put it out there to Walt, and I said, you know, if y'all wanted to, I'd pray with you. No pressure for me whatsoever. And he said, no, I think we need to do it right now, don't you, team?
Absolutely.
And we got down on our knees right there in their living room.
Hallelujah.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 years old. And so, anyway.
And, you know, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, he's a gentleman. And so, you know,
absolutely.
I got such a fighting spirit in me. Lord, help me. I just feel like I've had to fight for everything in my life, and I have to be reminded to surrender.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, it's at that place, you know, to surrender, and it's in that place at the mercy seat where you surrender. And I love that song. I love to sing I Surrender All, because, and of course kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but Jesus, there's something about that name. But, you know, Andy, I've been like really focusing on the balance of when to be content and surrender and when to stand up and fight. And, and you know, coming together as a nation, we have, we got to put our work ethic, we got to put our work ethic back together. We got to put our family, you know, the togetherness and the strength of our nation as Americans, it comes inside our home with our family. It stretches out into our community. It stretches out into our region. And, you know, it was founded on one nation under God. And, you know, here I go. Here's what my buddy Don Powell always says: less government, fewer taxes, more local control and support. And there's just some things that have got to be decided and worked out within the church before the truth and the light of the Spirit of God. And that, you know, we don't like to mix politics and religion, but it's like our country was founded on the virtues and the statutes of God, one nation under God, in God we trust. And when we get away from God, we are fracturing our nation. We are fracturing our communities, and we're fracturing our family. And so I want to, you know, I want to just touch on, you know, here we are with Daryl, and we're going to agree in prayer. And Kim, I don't know if you had a chance, but in Psalms, she brought forth the word that you're my hero, you messenger of God. And I believe that is a word, a direct line word for Daryl Perry that God is speaking to get today. In Psalms, she came up with that verse, and I was taken aback. I don't really remember that right off the top of my head. I was thinking, you know, you are the God that heals me, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I was thinking those, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, my healer. You know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But Andy, I'd like to take a moment, and I'd like to just, in agreement, pray and speak over in a place of peace. I call it the pop. I call it the place of power, the place of peace. I call it the pipeline. We're on Catch a Wave, miracles in the timing. And so, Andy, do you feel comfortable just praying and speaking a word? And anyone out there across the airwaves, if you're in need of prayer. And then also, it's been on my heart to pray for women who are seeking a child and having difficulty, you know, becoming pregnant. That's been on my heart. I had a lot of feedback this week. You know, women are needing prayer, that are seeking, you know, to have more children or have a child. So we just we're going to loop anybody in there that's needing prayer, needing breakthrough. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how many steps away you feel like you are from God. Oh, brother, sister, it's one step back. Turn and surrender, and God will touch you, and God will welcome you into the kingdom of God. Andy, are you ready to pray? Let's do it.
Yeah, let me interject real quick there, because you said something that really caught my attention, and it's something that's really dear to my heart, but probably in the last 15 to 20 years, Jenny, we have prayed over little young wannabe moms who couldn't have kids for whatever the reason was. And I would say in those 20 years, maybe not 30, but I would say more than 20 who had gone through all the medical protocol but couldn't have kids and get prayed over and then have babies. Let me tell you, can I have time to tell you a couple of quick stories?
You'd sure do.
Okay, so Daryl and I went to, we had a church connected with us in Juarez, Mexico. And let me back up a step. Probably about 20 years ago, the Lord said to me, he said, Andy, I want you to give away everything I've given you. And I thought, well, my pockets were empty, you know. So what is that, Lord? So this is one of those things, and every time I get the opportunity, if I go to another church or a church connected with us or whatever, I always want to give this away, because it's nothing that we, you know, it's just something that God wants to do. But we went to Juarez, and a couple, we'd already had that happen two or three times at that point, if I'd been covered 15 years ago now. Anyway, a couple from Tucson who knew the people that had the church in Juarez, they drove all the way from Tucson to Juarez to the church service that night. We prayed over them that night. They drove back. They've been trying for two or three years to have a baby. It couldn't. They drove all the way there, just got prayed over, turned around, headed straight back to Tucson.
Wow.
About 3 months, called us and said they're Now that little boy's probably 11 or 12, 15, whatever.
Praise
years
God.
Now.
Woo!
We had another couple. Who had gone through the whole process, and we prayed over them. They didn't have one. They had two.
Okay. There you go.
They had twins.
Praise
and then,
God.
A funny side of the story, and I'll make it quick, but one of our families in church that already had two or three kids and weren't really trying to have kids, she turns up pregnant. And he scolded her, and he said, "What'd you do? Go down front when they were praying over those girls?"
Yeah.
So I tell all the women when we start to pray that in the house. I said, "Listen, if you don't want to have a baby, but you better stay out of the zone down here."
Yeah, go to the back door. Anyway, stand against the back door.
Absolutely.
Yes, but you know,
I want to just take the opportunity to give that away while I'm praying for Daryl.
Absolutely. Daryl would love that. Okay. New life springing forth. After the setback,
yep.
Daryl, is
yep.
the comeback, and you're into your next yep. level new appointing and anointing. Let's do it, Andy.
Absolutely. Okay, so, Father, we just give you praise, Lord. Your word says that where two or three are gathered together, you're there in the midst of them. And, Lord, that's we know that there's at least three of us here and more who listen to this broadcast. So I just thank you that we have your presence here, Lord, and thank you for that. Lord, to start with, I just thank you for Jenny and Kim and their friendship all these years. And I speak every kind of blessing over them. Let everything you've said and written down about them come to pass in
Amen.
Perfect timing. So, Lord, we just lift Daryl and Carrie to you today, and thank you, Lord, for how much Daryl's meant to me and how valuable he's been to your kingdom all these years,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, God, for the fact that he's had my back all these years, and he stood with me. He helped hold me up when I couldn't stand up myself. He's been so valuable to us, to my family, and to your kingdom, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We declare that over him, Lord. He's probably back about 60 or 70%, but I thank you, Lord, that there won't be any more complications, that he'll heal quickly. And we just thank you for that. And Lord, you know the beginning from the end. You're the author and the finisher, and you that has begun the work will complete it. So I speak all that over Daryl, just like I prayed for these girls, Lord, that everything that you have said and written down about Daryl Perry and Carrie and their family, Lord, would come to pass in perfect timing in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I lift anyone out there, any of these little wannabe moms who have gone through the process and haven't been able to have kids, Lord, I just speak. Your word says, Lord, that children are a gift of the Lord.
Amen.
So, God, whatever the issue, whatever the reason for that is, Lord, we come against that in the name of Jesus. Pray you'd open the womb and there would be babies. And we give you praise for that. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the good news coming back and the reports that Jenny and Kim will get of girls who just got prayed for. And Lord, I want to give that away. To not just for the girls we're praying for, but I want to give that away to Jenny and Kim, because you said, Jenny, you just said that that had come up several times recently. So I just want to give that anointing away to you girls, so that and I would suggest y'all just give it away too. And so, Lord, we thank you ahead of time for all these. We thank you for the ability and the mandate to raise up a godly generation.
Amen.
Our nation needs it. The world Woo! Needs it. And so I just claim that, and you just bless these little parents in a way that everybody knows you did it, and we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. And the people said, amen. You know, Andy, I told this story before, but I was driving to Austin to go to the music studio, and I had a little lady call me and didn't know she was 47 years old. She didn't tell me she was 47 years old. And she called me, and she'd been trying for a child for 12 years. And I was feeling pretty good about myself because, you ever just having a good week and things are going your way. And it's real easy to be confident and, positive in the Lord when everything's going your way. But let me see how you praise him when you're being drugged through hell. Let me see you praise him. Let me see your confidence. Let me see your stance when you're walking through hell and the fires are encompassing you. And then you got to remind yourself, ho, 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 I'm going to walk through the fire, and I'm not so much as going to smell as smoke. I'm coming through this, and I'm coming out of this, and I'm going to be better. I'm going to be purified. But anyway, I was having a good week. And so this lady called me, and she was crying on the phone, and she'd gotten my number from a friend of a friend, and she said, you know, I know they called you in to pray for her nephew, and you spoke over him and laid hands over him. And I told this in one of my first broadcasts. I was like, nobody had no business, you know, thinking I could do any of that, but God used me anyway. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's pray. And we just agreed. And I just said, are you open in a place of surrender to have a child in any way that God would bring it, whether that would be through surrogacy or adoption? She said, any way that God would bring me a child through adoption or a surrogate mother or anything. I just want a child. We've been praying for a child for 12 years. So then I'm in Las Vegas setting up my booth at Cowboy Christmas of clothes and jewelry and everything out at the NFR. And I get a text message, and it's from this Susie down around Stephenville area. And it's a positive pregnancy stick, and she is pregnant. And right, the Holy Spirit sent a lightning bolt through me that nearly knocked me off my feet. I had to grab onto the counter. I broke out in a sweat. I started praising God. And so here we go with the power of the spoken word, the power of prayer, the power of agreement. Declare such a thing, speak such a thing, and in faith believing that it's going to come to pass. These are just simple. You can say, it's the secret. And we're going to have law of attraction, and we're going to manifest it. And brother, you ain't saying nothing except the truth of the word of God. That's all that is. It's just a cat by a different color. But the truth, when you lay the axe at the root, God invented that. God created that. That's the power of the truth of the word of God. It don't matter how you slice it. That's the foundational truth of the word of God. When two or more are gathered, ask anything in my name, and it shall be done. And we go believing today that what we've asked for and who we've prayed over beyond, and there's no separation in the spirit. I'm sitting in L.A., Los Angeles, and by the way, I didn't come all this way not to bring Jesus to L.A. I didn't come all this way not to find Jesus in L.A., and he is here, and we as Americans on the East Coast and the West Coast, we live in the greatest country in the world. And I'll say it again, we may not have it all together, brother, but together we have it all. And don't stop thinking about tomorrow, but be in the moment today in an attitude of gratitude, in a place of proper stance that we are coming, and we're coming rejoicing, knowing that America is great and we are here to coexist in a place of love and grace, and we are here to co-create in a place of love and grace and truth. And times are good. Things are good. And thank you so, so much for taking time out today. And Daryl, we know that you're going to go home. You're going to get in your favorite chair. You're going to put your feet up. You're going to rest easy. And what a wonderful, wonderful helpmate and soulmate that Carrie Perry has been. And just what a beautiful family. Micah, Nate Perry. Nate Perry was supposed to call in. I don't know if he couldn't get through or what, but Nate was wanting to call and just wish his dad well. And we love the Perrys, and we know that soon and very soon, Daryl's going to be up and back on his feet. And can't say enough about what this family has done for their community and their region. And I know, Andy, y'all travel all around doing the work of God. And blessings to you and your family. Love, love, love your family, Andy. And just can't say enough about what a blessing you've been to us over the years. So thank you for being here, Andy, and the best to you, and hope you'll be with us again soon. And catch a wave, brother. The miracle's in the timing.
All right.
Thank you, Kim. Girls. Love you.
Yep. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen. All keep on good. Keeping on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.